Hello and welcome to the very first episode of the Ancient Eons podcast. I'm delighted to have you today and I'm excited to get started. Just before I begin, I want to say that I've never done anything like this before, as you will soon be able to tell, so do bear that in mind. Yes, I'm very nervous, which is also probably very obvious, so I'll just begin. I want to start by talking a little bit about myself, of course. So, my name is Diana Riley, or Di, and I live in England. I've got a weird accent because my mum was Scottish, so I spend a lot of time in Scotland, so I've got this strange combination accent that confuses everyone. But that's not why I've brought you here today. I've brought you here to tell you my origin story. So we'll start with when I was a little girl, because I was always very eager, very curious, very just full of life, really, like most kids are. And I don't know, but you probably know what I'm talking about. It's probably something you remember from your own childhood. And then the years pass, you grow up, and all of a sudden you can't recognise that person anymore. You can't recognise in yourself what I used to be like. It was as if all the joy that I associated with life and with being alive, it seemed to fade away, and I could no longer recognise who I'd become as a person. Kid me and adult me were two completely different people. And again, that's probably something that you might be able to sympathise with yourself. I think it must be quite a common thing. I went through a number of years of, I don't know how to explain it other than mourning for who I used to be and what I'd become, sort of unable to feel emotion of any sort in the way that I used to. You know, I'd just become so withdrawn, not just from myself, but from the world. I'd lost myself, if you like. So then, one day, and I think it was during my last term at university, I'd had this seminar with a lecturer who I can only describe. You know those women who are older women who are, I mean, she could silence a lecture hall with just one dirty glare. You know, she'd make you absolutely stammer if she talked to you. I'd been shit scared of her like my whole way through uni. So when I got back to my flat, I got this email from her saying that she wanted to see me in her office the next day. And, you know, you can imagine what I was thinking. Oh God, what have I said? Have I said something really stupid? Are they gonna chuck me out of uni without any all that stuff? So I get to her office and it's this huge room, absolutely gorgeous, you know, with all those old books, leather-bound books, oil paintings, you know, gorgeous, gorgeous furniture. And there she is behind her desk, and she says, "Oh, come in, close." She had one of those, think a mixture between Aunt Agatha and the Queen of Thorns from Game of Thrones. That's the closest I can come to describing her. So she tells me to sit down in front of the desk, and then she just sort of leans back in her chair for a while, just scrutinizing me. And then eventually she says, "Do you know, you remind me of me when I was your age." And I'm just completely taken aback. I don't know what I thought she was going to say, but it wasn't anything like that. So I sort of forgot myself and was like, "What do you mean?" So she sort of leans forward and frowns and says, "The way you were talking about life at that seminar yesterday, the seminar was on existentialism. I read classics at university." So she went on, "The last time I knew someone with such utter pessimism for the world and their future was when it was myself at your age. I had all this potential, but I never drove myself to succeed, and that's what you're doing." You know, so what can you really respond to that? So I just said, "Well, what did you do? What changed your mind? What got you to drive yourself to become this, you know, well-reputed classical scholar?" And she said to that, and I'll never forget this, because, you know, it makes as much sense today as it did the first day I ever heard her say it. She said, "I went back and I found out all the things that the ancients knew and that we as a society have forgotten about happiness." Then she paused for a minute and said, "I started meditating." And I think up until then she had me, but then when she mentioned meditation, I don't know what it was. I'm not the sort of person who can keep my thoughts private, so I must have rolled my eyes or something. And she says, "Don't you give me that look. Have you any idea how many thousands of years human beings have been meditating for? It's not just a fad that, you know, will be fashionable one day and not the next." Or words to that effect. "Do you not think that if it was no good, people would have given it up by now after all these hundreds and hundreds of years?" And then she said these words, and for some reason, for some strange reason, they've always stuck with me. I suppose sometimes when you hear the right words at the right time, just when you need them to be said, they do stay with you. She said, "The cup is full, but you need to start drinking." And do you know, she was absolutely right. I went home feeling, and this is strange to admit, I went home feeling dazed. You know, it was a proper epiphany moment. And it's strange to say that that woman absolutely changed my life that day. So I began to spend a lot more time outside with nature, like she'd said. And then, after I got into the routine of doing that, I began to meditate every day for 20 minutes, give or take. You know, I'd be lying if I said it was easy to begin with, or it was, you know, I saw the results straight away. But it really helped in sorting my head out. And I will say, I really don't like the concept of mindsets. I think it gets used as an excuse. Not an excuse, that's the wrong word. But I think it can be a barrier, because the mindset, it sort of implies that the way your mind is something that just happens. You don't have much control over it. And there is so much you can do to improve the way your mind is, or to improve your outlook on life. Once I'd got the hang of meditation and was noticing the huge impact it was having on my psyche, I began to realise, and for you listening, this is the real takeaway from this podcast. If you remember one thing from today, I'd love it to be this. I realised that feeling that I was talking about earlier, when you're a child and just the joy and excitement of being alive, that doesn't have to go away when you grow up. In fact, if you can rekindle it as an adult, it's better, if anything. And, I think that's something that I wish more people knew. You don't have to lose the joy of being alive just because you've grown up. Many do lose that feeling, but... So that brings me on to why I decided to start this community in the first place. It's very simple, really. I just want to spread the word to as many people as possible that they are meant to live their lives with passion and drive, and that the methods they can use are the methods that they used in the ancient times. They've been used for thousands of years, so thousands of guinea pigs, if you like. And the reason I decided on the name Ancient Eons was to honour that, that legacy, that knowledge that we as a society seem to have forgot these days. And this will be a space that's dedicated to learning and remembering those who've come before us, and acknowledging that we are very much benefiting from their wisdom. That's why I would be absolutely thrilled if you would join me on this journey. And please do subscribe, and I'll speak to you soon.